The Veda is therefore a synthesis. A synthesis of Jnana Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge, of Karma Yoga, Yoga of Action, and Bhakti Yoga, Yoga of Devotion. This is the first synthesis that we find in the Veda. This synthesis was again repeated later on with various kinds of enrichment, modification, with different kind of uses and so on. But the original synthesis is to be found in the Veda. That is why Veda is called integral knowledge, synthetic knowledge. This is what the Vedic rishis have given to the world. Not only to India, but to the whole world. Because as I said, Veda is the first available record to the whole humanity. So it is a kind of a heritage given by Veda to the whole world. Available to all who want to be world citizens. As a kind of a heritage, patrimony of ours. Now comes the last word of the Veda. For my present exposition, there is no last word actually. But for my present exposition, this is the last word I want to tell you. When you combine the yoga of knowledge, yoga of action, yoga of devotion, all that you prescribe is done. You rise to supermind, you get the help of Indra, get the help of Sarama, go to the inconscient, dig out the light, bring out the lost cows, do all that. What then happens? The answer that Veda gives is, you attain to immortality. Amritam. This is the goal which they have fixed. When you do all this, you arrive at a state of immortality. Till that time, you are Martya. Martya means mortal. We are all mortals until all this is done. There is one verse in the Rig Veda which gives some kind of an idea of this immortality. It is a verse written by Parashara, a great rishi called Parashara. This verse says, that they, that is to say the Vedic rishis, our forefathers, our great leaders, they made the path of immortality. By ripening everything, that's the first condition. You ripen your willpower, ripen your emotion, ripen your knowledge. Ripen your powers. By ripening the powers, this is the first condition. Then you bring down the power which comes from gods. Who are the children of Aditi? Aditehe putraha, the children of Aditi. Aditi is the Divine Mother. Gods are the children of the Divine Mother. The powers of the Divine Gods derived from the Divine Mother when that power comes down into you, the power of the gods comes down into you to such an extent that your body does not break down. This power is so great that normally, as I told you, unbaked jar breaks down if you put a very hot liquid in it. Now this power is not only hot, super hot. This power is brought down, but you ripen yourself, ripen your body also to such an extent that when this power comes down, the body does not break down. It remains stable. That is the state when the powers come down into you and the body can hold it. Then you realize that you are indestructible. This is the condition of immortality described in the Veda. This is what is called the victory of the forefathers. And in a sense you might say Veda is nothing but an epic. You know, there is a difference between lyric poem and epic poem. A lyric is an expression of intense emotion. But epic is a description, a narration of a great adventure, great heroism, of great achievement. There is no epic in which great adventure is not given. So Veda is an epic because a great adventure is described in the Veda, a great heroism is manifested, and a great victory is obtained, is secured. So you might say Veda is an epical celebration of immortality. This is what was achieved by the Vedic rishis.